Okay, today we have basically the same guys are out. We had Jabari Price won't practice, Gerald Hodges, Brandon Watts, and Linville Joseph. Greenway, I'm going to back him down a little bit today, and Adrian is gone for personal reasons. As far as situation in the game, since I know you'll ask, we'll quarterbacks, we do have a plan for the game, and so we're gonna continue with that plan. But they don't know yet what it is, and so you should know.
With Watts, is that a knee? Is he dealing with a knee?
It's a lower leg.
Lower leg. Lower extremity.
Yeah, lower extremity.
Greenway dealing with something, or are you just giving him a kind of a day?
He's got a little wrist that's, you know, that's, it's not a big deal. I mean, he's been MRI'd and X-rayed, and it's, I just don't want to irritate it more.
Was it his last year wrist?
I think last year was both wrists, wasn't it?
It broke one.
Broke one.
It's not broke. I know that. It's going to be an easy one today, I can see.
You thinking you want to get first team in deep into the third quarter? I mean, it's quarterback notwithstanding?
No. I tell our guys to continue to play the entire game if that's what I feel like doing. So I'd rather not say what we're going to do. And I understand you have to ask the question, but it's really they don't know. So we're just going to go play Saturday night and play till we feel good about it.
Probably going to be scorching down there too. Is that going to factor in?
Yep. It's 99 during the day on Saturday, so it'd be good. It'd be good for us.
Focus for every preseason game, but being the third preseason game where people get a really hard look and it's on the road, very much mirroring your first game of the season, do you look for something different in the guys too, especially the young guys? Like this is close to the opening days you're going to get.
Well, I think it's where we're playing at in Kansas City is they've got a great crowd. It should be loud. It should be an energetic atmosphere, and I think all those things are good. I think the more kind of situations we can put this team in before we go play St. Louis, the better it is. You know, I kind of just wait and see how guys react to the certain situations. I didn't know really what to expect in the first two preseason games, and so I'm kind of same way here. You know, the routine's going to be different. Our routine today was, and yesterday was different, so they're all learning about the differences that our program is running now.
Hey, Mike, Norv came out yesterday. He said he was displeased with how Ponder was treated in the first preseason game with the fans booing and all that. How do you feel about Norv coming out and saying that, and your thoughts on, you know, fan action, or is that just the nature of the quarterback?
I think Norv can say whatever he wants. Okay. And I think that Christian deserves to be treated like a Viking.
How do you think he's handled, though, kind of a difficult situation? You know, last year entered the season as a starter, this year not getting a lot of
action. You know, I can't comment about last year because I don't know what happened. And I do know that he's handled everything since I've been here in a first-class, professional, upbeat manner. You know, when we came in here, we tried to make sure that we gave everybody equal reps, which we did. And, you know, we just felt like at this time that Matt and Teddy were a little bit ahead. Now, I think that Christian has improved a lot since we've had him. And I still like a lot of things about that he does, you know, his athletic ability, his intelligence, the way he throws. You know, I keep seeing that he doesn't have a good arm. That's wrong, too. He's got a good arm. And he throws the ball beautifully. It's just, you know, just... He just didn't make as many plays during the OTAs as some of the other guys did.
Do you expect he'll play at all Saturday, or you're pretty much just going to look at Matt and Teddy?
There's a possibility he'll play, yes.
Like, I know it'll be more than a month until you play any of these other teams, but what stands out to you about the rest of the division?
I haven't looked at anybody in our division. I mean, I saw, I guess, with Chicago on TV a little bit the other night, but
Mike, in your coaching style, if you had a player like Johnny Manziel and a young guy that flipped off someone, how would you handle it? And would an intangible like that maybe change your mind about starting a guy? Is that your discipline way of handling things? How would you have done that?
I don't know. You know, I guess the easiest way to answer that is with if I'm not around Johnny Manziel enough to know what he's doing all the other times, and you know, if, I know we all get heated in the moment of battle sometimes, and we say things or do things that we shouldn't. But you know, it's hard for me to, if it was one of my players and he, it was a one-time instance, I'd probably talk to him. But you know, I don't know. Hopefully, you know. Our guys have been pretty good. I'm proud of how our guys play and how our guys have been in the games. And, you know, they're not yelling at officials. They're not, from what I can tell, they're not yelling at the other team. We're just going out and trying to do what we do. And, you know, that's really what I want our guys to do. I don't concern myself about anything else. And then if we have a problem on the team, then I try to address it with the team or address it with the individual and go from there.
Mike, how is Joe Marciano kind of working in so far? And does he kind of take over more of the reins of running special teams here as we get closer to the season?
Well, as we get closer, he's working on molding into exactly what we're trying to do, and his system and Mike's system are very similar, and so he's in all, obviously in all the meetings and all, everything in with Mike all the time, and trying to learn the same terminology that Mike's using, so that when we do go to St. Louis, it's all the same.
What are your impressions of Antonio Richardson, and generally speaking about all those guys who are competing for the backup spots? What are you looking for from your backup linemen behind the five guys? I mean, how much you covet versatility there and ability to play different positions?
Well, versatility is extremely important, right? Obviously, they have to have some intelligence. So versatility, intelligence, toughness, and then being able to, because of the number of players that you dress on game day, being able to move to multiple spots. And so that's part of it, and trying to get these guys to not just play left tackle, but right tackle as well, and the three inside positions. So,
how much interaction have you had one-on-one maybe with John Sullivan? And if so, how would you describe that?
I've had quite a bit, actually. The interaction between us, good. I mean, he's been great with me. So, I don't know.
As far as leading that group,
I think he is seems to be kind of the leader. But I think we got a lot of veteran guys in there that he kind of takes charge on the field and handles all the calls. But you know, that Phil's a good, I think Phil's a good leader. You know, he was the first one in the weight room when I got here early. Fusco's done a nice job in there. You know, Khalil's starting to come on a little bit more as far as communicating and things like that. But I think that's a good group where there's tightness. I usually, you know, I mean, I talk to all of them, but I probably talk to Sullivan a little bit more.
I mean, he's your go-to guy maybe for the unit, you think?
A little bit. I've talked to Phil a lot. I've talked to Khalil a lot. So,
Mike, you've got your date in mind for picking the quarterback. How about middle linebacker and safety? Do you have certain times in mind, or
I'd like to do it as soon as possible, but I haven't made the decision yet. So it's not really a date like with the quarterback. It's like, all right, well, let's do this, and then let's go.
Do you envision Cordero returning kicks at all on Saturday or even the preseason?
He might this week.
And what's your philosophy on that during the regular season when that comes? I mean, do you want him back there full time, or because of a bit greater role on offense, hold him back?
No, we want our players to help us win football games any way we can. We want to get the ball in those guys' hands, so you'll see Cordero back there, yes.
You've talked about it being close between Brinkley and Cole at middle linebacker. What are the positives, negatives of both? What do they kind of each bring to the table as you decide that starting job?
Jasper seems to be a little bit more communicative, and Audie seems to have a little more range. You know, but it, as far as the The running game, they're very close, and the passing game, they're similar. You know, I mean, you have to look at all the different things, how it affects the rest of the guys on the team. You have to look at their blitz ability, their communication on different formations that you get. I mean, there's so many variables with that position that goes into it that, you know, you just kind of overall look at it.
Is this another big week for those safeties? I mean, you kind of talked about the four that you wanted to look at, and now you're adding Robert Blanton in. Does it make it even harder to kind of assess those guys?
I mean, we're still trying to get a lot of look at all of them. Blanton will get a lot of time this week, so because I haven't seen him yet. So we'll give him a lot of plays, and then the rest of them we're going to try and split up the time the best we can. You know, just and sometimes, unfortunately, the situation, you know, if we just have a scrimmage, we can, you know, kind of plot it all out. But sometimes when you're playing against somebody, it's a little more difficult with situations and personnels and that stuff.
Usually it's the, you know, we've seen it's the middle linebacker who gets the green dot and the headset. But if you have a scenario where whoever you choose the middle linebacker isn't on the field and the, you know, sub packages, I mean, have you considered having one of the safeties wear it or maybe...
Well, we do have a different guy wearing it right now.
You can have multiple people in the preseason, though, right?
Yeah, but only one at a time.
Okay.
I wish I could have multiple. I'd talk to all of them.
But have you kind of, do you have an idea what you want to do once the season starts? Or?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're good. I mean, I think we're pretty solid there.
Is that Greenway for the regular season? Would that be Greenway?
Mm-hmm. Is that important?
No, I'm just curious.
I mean, It's a news story today. He's been doing it. So I wish 11 of them could have it though. Have blue dots, green dots, red dots. Anything else?
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, all right. Thanks a lot.